very, very slow progress all day. Slow advances in the street battles by the opposition, and now for the first time the opposition are on this key bridge at the overpass at the entry to the square, and they've moved forward during the day about 300 metres, but almost as you watch, just gradually they're pushing the pro-Mubarak demonstrators back. I mean, a tank's been brought up again to try and get protesters off the bridge, but the difference is the protesters are the opposition protesters now, and it seems to be the pro-Mubarak people, who sort of attacked so strongly yesterday, who are in increasingly small numbers and being pushed back further and further.
Give us an update on what the army has been doing.
This is a good question. I mean, the army has been trying, it seems, to try and put themselves in between them, but I have to say that tanks are not the greatest crowd control weapons. I mean, the weapons that they have are either too powerful, and so what we've been seeing, particularly under the underpass, which has been one of the gathering points for the pro-Mubarak people, is like tanks driving in and literally swinging their turrets around backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards with trying to sort of intimidate people by sort of waggling around the main gun. Occasionally we'll see sort of groups of soldiers sort of run down and try and break up a knot of people when something's going, or we hear warning shots. And in fact, from my balcony earlier, I could see a journalist on the street below who clearly had run into problems with some of the pro-Mubarak protesters. We heard some shots and saw all these soldiers running along, who then grabbed him and pulled him back to one of the armoured vehicles, and I suspect he's now in what they're now calling protective custody.
Okay. Any shots fired? We heard lots of reports of that earlier.
Yeah, there have been shots being fired, but we think the shots that are being fired are largely warning shots from the military. I mean, I'm watching now as an Abrams tank is going along this overpass at the entrance to the square, and trying to push back the demonstrators just by its sheer physical presence. I mean, the tank commander's standing in front of the vehicle, and he's kind of, now leaning down to talk to the protesters, and, I guess doing what's been happening all day, which is saying, we want you to stop. But, I mean, this is what happens. I mean, the tank comes forward and pushes people back and clears it, but, I mean, the significance of all this is that for the first time since the assault in Tahrir Square yesterday, the people who are in the kind of this high point where you can throw stones and petrol bombs down onto this kind of whole kind of complex Spaghetti Junction Plaza area are the anti-Mubarak demonstrators.
Meanwhile, this is all going on while the Prime Minister has been apologising for the violence. That's clearly having not much effect.
Well, most of these people here aren't listening to it, but yes, he should be apologising for the violence. When we were in the, the Interior Ministry and the government has kind of said emphatically this morning that they weren't involved in organising the attack on the protesters and that there were no police involved. I mean, I can tell you that today we have seen numerous identity cards that were taken from people who were captured by the opposition both yesterday and this morning, identifying them as policemen.
And have you seen any journalists being arrested? Anything about that?
All I know is that a lot of people have had a pretty rough day today. I mean, people have had their cameras taken off them, people have been threatened and beaten up. The journalist I saw being led away a little while earlier, we think was being rescued, not so much arrested, but whether he's been allowed to go back to his hotel or whether he's been put into what they're euphemistically been calling protective custody, I don't know. I mean, we saw him being led down the street to where one of the vehicles is.
Give us a prediction for the next few hours.
Sorry, my prediction for the next few hours. My prediction is, I mean, it is sporadic, but, if the pro-Mubarak people were going to come out in the numbers they came out yesterday, well, they're not doing it. I mean, some of these groups are no more than about 150 strong. I mean, if you saw this in the streets of London, you'd think it was very alarming, but given the scale of what's been happening over the past few days, it's quite small. And I guess what we're all waiting for is to see what's going to happen tomorrow with the next big demonstration that's been called by the opposition.
A key day?
Another key day. Another key day in Cairo.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks.